Arecibo pulsar beam geometry at lower frequencies, radio pulsar beam geometry down to the 100 MHz band, 76 additional sources within the Arecibo sky, by Joanna Rankin et al. This paper provides analyses of the emission beam structure of 76 named pulsars within the Arecibo sky. Most of these objects are included in both the Gould Line and LOFAR high band surveys and thus complement our other works treating various parts of these populations. These comprise a further group of mostly well-studied pulsars within the Arecibo sky that we here treat similarly to those in Olzanski et al. And extend our overall efforts to study all of the pulsars in both surveys. The analyses are based on observations made with the Arecibo telescope at 327 MHz and 1.4 GHz. Many have been observed at frequencies down to 100 MHz using either LOFAR or the Pushchino Radio Astronomy Observatory, as well as a few with the long wavelength array at lower frequencies. This work uses the Arecibo observations as a foundation for interpreting the low frequency profiles and emission beam geometries. We attempt to build quantitative geometric emission beam models using the core, double cone topology, while reviewing the evidence of previous studies and arguments for previous classifications on these sources. These efforts were successful for all but two pulsars, and interesting new subpulse modulation patterns were identified in a number of the objects. We interpret the Arecibo pulsar population in the context of the entire population of ... B pulsars. This was Arecibo pulsar beam geometry at lower frequencies, radio pulsar beam geometry down to the 100 MHz band, 76 additional sources within the Arecibo sky, by Joanna Rankin et al.